have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Sometimes it's hard to keep faith when your life is in such a dark place. That's why I get on my knees and give praise to my Lord and Savior every day. Life is hard, but ain't nothing harder than being a father, giving up your son. Thank you, God, for the chosen one who washed away my sins so I can be reborn.
Lord, sometimes I question you, struggling. And I try my best to do the right thing, cause I'm obsessed with you. Thinking spiritually, trying to get next to you. Feeling far away, I feel all alone. I wonder when I sing a song. Are you singing alone? In heaven, you told me I'll feel at home. Follow righteousness, but sometimes I'm seeing it wrong. Cross my heart, but I don't hope to die. Forgive my pain. When I'm open, cry, you cry. Before you died on the cross for my sins. Cause you know I was lost, but then again, you told me I would find my way. That's why I cry some days before I pray. You delivered me from old ways. I'm reminiscing on the good old days. And some say, yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to keep faith when your life is in such a dark place. That's why I get on my knees and give praise to my Lord and Savior every day. Life is hard, but ain't nothing harder than being a father, giving up your son. Thank you, God, for the chosen one who washed away my sins so I can be reborn.
Look, they say real men don't cry. That's like saying angels don't fly. Like saying that Lucifer don't lie. Like saying his soul flesh won't die. Nah, I don't wanna die too soon. It's like a werewolf without a full moon. Like a vampire with no blood. Like a Christian brother showing no love. Nah, none of that makes sense. Men don't cry, that don't make sense. Lord, I wanna cry now. And with the Holy Ghost, it's hard for me to calm down. I was lost now, I'm found. Spiritually free, but physically locked down. Waiting on my best years. I'm drenched in a pillow of wet tears. Some say that.
Sometimes it's hard to keep faith when your life is in such a dark place. That's why I get on my knees and give praise to my Lord and Savior every day. But ain't nothing harder than being a father, giving up your son. Thank you, God, for the chosen one who washed away my sins so I can be reborn.
I got a lump in my throat, this is a tearjerker. Lord, I gotta go a little further. What Lucifer did was clear murder. He did things that I never ever heard of. And that's something to cry for. You're magnificent, something to die for. Perfection is something I strive for. Nonfiction, nothing to lie for. My mother stands tall when she only 5'4". Your name is the only name I adore. Had a rough path, can't be one time. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Take communion with bread and wine. Body and blood, Lord, you're forever mine. Some people give up instead of trying. Go ahead and cry, cause I cry.
Sometimes it's hard to keep faith when your life is in such a dark place. That's why I get on my knees and give praise to my Lord and Savior every day. Life is hard, but ain't nothing harder than being a father, giving up your son. Thank you, God, for the chosen one who washed away my sins so I can be reborn.
Ooh, wait, now that song right there got me. That was it.
all day, every day. Welcome you all to another Sunday with us, with your boy. Please, you're too kind. You're too kind. Thank you so much. And as always, I am your boy, Dre. Why? Because it's like Sunday with us with Dre, and I'm Dre. You know what I say is why? I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. I miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Tell you it's been quite a week, but here we are again, blessed and not stressed, for another get-together. And like I always do, I have to tell you, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for y'all, because you know what? I love helping people. That's what I do. I'm a giver. And so I'm giving you good advice. I'm giving you life lessons that will help you be better. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this time out to recognize Miss Kimmy Robinson, the visionary, the woman of God, who has given me such a wonderful platform through Elations Magazine so I can help so many people. Elations Magazine is growing bigger and better every day. Catch it while you can, because I'm telling you, pretty soon it's going to leave you in the dust. Elations Magazine, jump on. Now, you know what I always do. Always take care of you, because somebody is in some trouble. Somebody lacks direction in their life. And that's why I do this, to help them get some direction. All right? This first segment is a segment that is brand new, exclusively, and I'm introducing it to you tonight. First time ever, Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and it is called Why You Act Like. Why You Act Like? Why you act like, why you act like the way you do? And then why you act like you're surprised when you do something or you see something happen and then I ask to do something and you don't understand it. Come on now. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Why you act like that? Whatever. Number one, why you act like? Look here. Your baby slapped me. Uh-huh. Why you act like you shocked that I slap him back? Look, it ain't my fault he got the worst of it, because I'm bigger and I'm stronger. My mama taught me don't take no licks from nobody. Always get my lick back. I don't care how old you are. Big or small, I fight some all. Number two, why you act like? Look here. You ain't paid me gas money from the last time I gave you a ride. Why you act like you mad? I won't unlock the door till you hand the money through the crack window. You're not going to get in my car unless you give me money. You got me last time like that. Uh-oh. Don't act surprised. Number three, why you act like? Look here. You hug my spouse and rotate your hips. Why you act like you don't know how we ended up fighting at church? Come on now. You shouldn't have been surprised. You know what you did. Number four, why you act like? I asked you to pass the chicken, and you lick your fingers, pick up a piece, and hand it to me. Why you act like you don't know why I threw it at your head and knocked your wig off? Come on, woman. Quit playing with me. That's nasty. I lick fingers, my own, not yours. The chicken will never be that finger licking. Number five, why you act like? Now, your child is too bad to deal with at school. Why do you act like you can't believe he kicked out of homeschool? Let me tell you something. If it's, you got to have a horrible child to get kicked out of, for him to get kicked out of homeschool, because basically what you did is you made him homeless. You put him in the street. Come on, man. But if your child is bad outside the home, guess what? They're going to be bad inside the home, too. Number six, why you act like? You arrested for breaking in your granny's house. Why you act like you can't believe none of your family members will bail you out? Come on, you didn't book in Big Mama's house. Hey, she ain't never done nothing to nobody. All she did was try to help folks her whole life. And you broke in her house, end up in jail, then you don't understand why ain't nobody in your family trying to bail you out. Duh. For what? For you to get out and break into their house? Get out of here. Number seven, why you act like? Look here, your furniture got repossessed by Renaissance. Why do you act like you shocked you having so much trouble getting a home loan. I tell them, you know, money to buy you no home. You can't keep your furniture. How the hell you gonna keep a home? Get out of here now. Quit. Number eight, why you act like? Now look here. You were with me when I bought my dress. Then you go and buy the same dress and wear it to the party. Why you act like you shot when I throw my drink on you? Women, y'all know y'all, come on. Yeah, y'all know that'll happen. You let your girlfriend go with you shopping. You show her this dress that you just gotta have, that you can't wait to get. And the next thing you know, she show up to the party with an exact dress on. Come on now. And she shot me, she done threw your drink at her. Quit acting brand new. You knew what was bound to happen. You asked for that trouble and you got it. Let me tell you something. You're welcome if I just helped somebody. This next segment, woo, I'm telling you, it's exclusive. I am premiering it tonight. Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Here we go. This segment is, and it's self-explanatory. It's called That Ain't Sexy. I'm going to say it again. That Ain't Sexy. Let me run them together real good, okay? That Ain't Sexy. Again, That Ain't Sexy. Number one, y'all know this. Let me tell you something. It could be you doing something that ain't sexy. It could be a family member that ain't sexy. It could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at the local grocery store or at the bank, or a stranger you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I love fall weather. It's your duty and obligation. Yes, it is. Point out things to people or what they're wearing or how they act and be like, that ain't sexy. I don't know what you were thinking. That ain't sexy. It looked right, just not on you. Matter of fact, it looks left, and it should have been left alone. Here it is. That ain't sexy. If you don't recognize any of these that anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you know what? It ain't me. It's you. You ain't sexy. Here we go. That ain't sexy, number one. You buy bra and panties from the Goodwill. See, that ain't sexy. You buy your woman some bra and panties from the Goodwill. That ain't sexy. I don't care if you done washed and got the stains out. That ain't sexy. Number two, that ain't sexy. You doing a seductive striptease dance for me and you fart. That ain't sexy. That, you know what? That just took the sexy right out of it. And I don't understand how you feel like you can bring sexy back after the fart. That ain't sexy. Plus, it's stinking. Now I'm holding my breath. So I'm about to pass out. Number three, that ain't sexy. You got lipstick on your gums because your teeth are missing. Wait a minute. You ain't got them on your teeth. You got them on your gums. You know, I'm going to pass right by that one, Lord. Number four, that ain't sexy. You got a tattoo of my name on your breast, but you spelled it wrong. So that ain't sexy right there. No. My name is Leonard, and you got Linnell on your breast. Who the hell is Linnell? Come on, man. That ain't sexy. Number five. You invite me over to dinner by candlelight. Then you ask me to pay your light bill while we eat. So that ain't sexy. We ain't having dinner by candlelight because we trying to be romantic. We having dinner by candlelight out of necessity because your lights is off. That ain't sexy. Number six, that ain't sexy. You trying to whisper sweet nothings in my ear and your breath stink. You're going to need to quit melting this earwax in my ear, okay? Number seven. That ain't sexy. You nibbling on my ear, and you got buck teeth. You ain't gonna shoot my doggone ear off. Quit. Ouch, it hurt. Number eight. That ain't sexy. You write me a sexy note, but you misspelling a bunch of the words. Stupid. You idiot. That ain't sexy. Number nine. That ain't sexy. Your skin is orange like Donald Trump. That's jack-o'-lantern. And jack-o'-lanterns ain't sexy. Brown number 10, that ain't sexy. It ain't. you get undressed and your underwear got stains in it. Oh my God. That ain't sexy. And is those stains fresh or are they old? It just ain't sexy. You're welcome. You're welcome. Because some of y'all is doing some of these things, and women, y'all actually think you're sexy. It's not. It could have been, but you messed the sexy up. And you unsexied it up. Is that a word? Unsexied it, did it up? That's what you did anyway. You made it nasty. This next segment, I'll tell you what, I introduced this about a year ago. More than a year, I believe. And you know what? It's about the kids. You know, Dre loves the kids. I love the kids. Shut up. I do. I'll punch a kid if he hit me first, but I love the kids. Yeah. Anyway, I'm defending myself as self-defense. You can't arrest me for that. Anyway, this thing is called Whose Baby Is That? Whose Baby Is That? It's from these, it ain't the baby's fault. It's the parents' fault. Because these parents are just, it's just messed up. They ain't even parents no more. They ain't parents of their kids. The kids do it and everything, okay? A lot of them trying to live vicariously through the kids. And you know what? You can't do it because they're a child. So a grown-up and a child can't exist in the same body and do the same things and have the same type of habits. It's stupid. It don't make sense. It's out of whack and out of order. Whose baby is that? Now, it could be your baby. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend or a co-worker's baby. Could be a stranger in the streets baby. Somebody you see at your local grocery store or at your bank or someone you pass, a stranger in the park as you're walking through on a beautiful sunny day. I do love the fall weather, y'all. It's my favorite time of year. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that got these babies out here doing and acting and looking just any kind of way and just say, hey, don't do that. Be a better parent so that baby can grow up to be a better child and then a better teen and then a better post-teen and then a teen plus and then finally a grown-up. Whose baby is that? If you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them is your baby. And you know what? Your baby is jacked up and need to be backed up. Toe up from the flow up. Make you almost want to throw up. I just say hallelujah and my hands go up. I'm going to pray for you. Anyway, whose baby is that? Number one, whose baby is that? 2 years old and sleeping with a do-rag on. Come on. The baby's just 2 years old. Okay? He ain't finna have no finger waves that quick. Okay? If his hair is nappy, all the box kits and pressing curls and whatever is not going to help this one, okay? You can press and set their head until their face almost fall off. It ain't going to happen. Get that do-rag off that baby's head. You're choking this cat. You know baby's head is big, and they grow bigger, bigger, and bigger until they at least start 3 years old. Quick, you're going to choke his brain now. Whose baby is that? Number two, whose baby is that? 4 years old. Enrolled into Weight Watchers. You know what? That's a fat baby. Y'all look quick. Come on. Come on now. Baby, don't stand a chance. Don't stand a chance. I'm telling you, he going to turn five and he going to have the sugars. Stop. Number three, whose baby is that? 6 years old and got to wear a mask to school because they breath smell just that bad. You know what? It ain't about the coronavirus. It's about the halitosis virus. You know what? That's just... Quit feeding that baby all them raw vegetables. And then don't brush your teeth and don't make them rinse his mouth. Who baby is that? Number four. Who baby is that? 3 years old and already losing their hair. How did they lose their hair at 3 years old? Sheldon, this is that baby's cat. It's probably the same doggone baby that was wearing a do-rag. Number five, whose baby is that? 5 years old and got their belly button pierced. I don't understand that one. 5 years old and got the belly button pierced. I know it wasn't the baby's idea. Parents, you're stupid. Whose baby is that? Number six, whose baby is that? 8 years old and still being breastfed. You know, that's just nasty. That's just disgusting. That's just perverted. I don't care if he do like natural milk. If you don't squeeze that and how you still got breast milk? You know what? Michael Jackson said it best, telling them it's human nature. Number 7, whose baby is that? 1 year old and can spell out cuss words. The baby has a bad upbringing already. Just 1 year old and already had a bad upbringing. Don't make no doggone sense. And who showed him how to spell the cuss words? His teacher and his tutor, his mentor, the one that said, "Paul, you're just a savage thug." Whose baby is that? Number 8, whose baby is that? 7 months old with an iPhone 12 in their name. Now, you know that baby. You know what? Baby gonna be in bankruptcy before he turns 4 years old. That'll make no doggone sense. If you don't get that, if you didn't jack up your credit, it's to the point where you gotta put an iPhone in, Lord Jesus, your 7 months old name. That says a lot about the type of person you is. Stop. Whose baby is that? Number 9, whose baby is that? You're welcome, I'm happy, people. 10 months old and got a lazy eye, they cross-eyed, they cock-eyed, and they got the pink eye. I just wanted to let that sit right there so y'all can see what I see. Finally, number 10, whose baby is that? 5 months old and unarmed, smell like Funyuns. You know what? If you don't get that baby some prescription deodorant, if they 5 years old and they underarm smell like Funyuns, that's a shame. It really is. A poor baby, bless their heart, little spanking self. Anyway, I bet he drank what you let him drink? Funky cold Medina. Okay, stop. Finally, we come to the church announcements, and I invite you to worship with us in the sanctuary, or even as we stream live. As you know, the doors of the church are open, and we are inviting everyone to come on back in and sit with us and get your praise on. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Let me tell you something. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. Everybody's on one accord. We're all on the same page. There's no confusion. We're seeing spiritual eyes to spiritual eyes. There's no saint left behind. I like to do church announcements for individuals that were not able to attend the service in the sanctuary, or don't have access to the internet, so they were unable to watch us as we stream. For the sick to dig and the shedding it up in. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that were in attendance in the sanctuary and were watching as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were busy passing notes in the church. You know what? Y'all simple and stupid. Y'all pass the notes in the church and then pass it to Deacon Lonnell. And you know he's senile. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He don't know no better. He passed it right to me, and it was about me. Now I don't know where it started because I didn't catch the first person that passed it. Let me tell you something. I raised a good note. I didn't find the mute. Okay? First of all, I'm not wearing a hair piece. I'm wearing a piece of hair, okay? There's a difference. A hair piece covers the whole top of your head. A piece of hair covers just a couple of little blemishes in your scalp. That's it. Get it right. Anyway, that's number one. Brother Tony joined church last Sunday, praise the Lord, and his check for his tithes was returned due to insufficient funds. So I called him this morning and told him not to come back unless he had cash. We're not playing with folk no more. It was embarrassing. It really was. It was embarrassing. I was embarrassed, ashamed. And here I am, a pastor of a church, and somebody and wrote a bad check. And the bank called me and told me that. And I'm pretty sure I heard somebody in the background laughing. So, Brother Tony, when you got your funds together, okay, you come on back here and see us. Holler at me when you got your money right. And then maybe we can get your spirit back. Anyway, announcement number two, Mother Pearline, we respect your rights to freedom of speech and freedom of expression. But trust me on this, it's too soon. Trust me, it's just too soon. So don't come in here no more wearing a free R. Kelly t-shirt. It's too soon. It's too soon. Announcement number three, Brother Darnell, I know you want to be part of the praise team, praise and worship, and you want to be a part of the musicians. You want to be considered a musician. You want to play with the musicians or whatever. You've made your request known on several occasions over the past several months. But please understand, Brother Darnell, beatboxing is not a musical instrument. Besides, you're spitting all over the place. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund. As you know, the building fund has so many different things to offer. It gives us horror. It offers humor, adventure, drama, but most of all, unpredictability. So, without further ado, the building fund as of today has raised, and I quote, a lack of awareness of the church's needs. Yeah, you can say that again. We're about to get to a point with this building fund that I'm just going to quit asking. We're going to quit attempting to raise money for the building fund. Yeah. What we're going to do is, me and the First Lady, we was talking about it, and Deacon Lonnie, we were talking about it. What we're going to do is we're just going to start letting people in the church and then locking the doors behind them and locking the doors to the back so can't nobody get out. And we're going to have a fight your way out. We're going to have a in-church fight club. Yeah. We'll have an in-church fight club, and whoever don't win, I get whatever money in your pocket. And y'all know, pastor used to be a thug. Well, thank you so much for listening and joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So I ask that all hears about, all eyes are closed. That's, of course, you're blind. You know, it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Hello. We thank you for another Sunday Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way in unknown way, opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Definitely not innocent. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Which room is that? Stupid. We have a room you don't feel good in. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now, continue to bless and keep us, holding us safe and close to your bosom, and we will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, you all have a great rest of your Sunday, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to see you next Sunday. It's going to be more Nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I haven't eaten anything. I'm going to grab me a bite to eat. Put on just a little bit of weight. You guys, take care. Be great. Let me tell you something. I love you. And there's nothing you can do to stop my love. And if you try to stop my love, I'll stab you. But not in the heart, because I love you too much to kill you. I just want to hurt you a little bit, because my love is painful for this pleasure. You guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you. I miss you already. Good night.
Squad up. God squad. We about our father's business, man. We about our business, man.
If you want war, things go ringing. Center city talking, I'm tired, I mean it. You can talk about me, you can point your fingers. I'm like a bee and the word's my singer. Covered in the blood and his arms my shield. Welcome to the wars on the biblical field. We're just a root, Christ gives the promotion. The world is a mind trap. Boom!
Okay, you know the squad in this guy rated. No fabricating, no paper chasing. We on a mission to glorify. Why you looking down? Cause you been a hater, but they hated Jesus. So let it be known that if you ain't got Jesus, hell hotter than the stove. Look, I commandeered my soul back, now I'm on track. Trying to get down to the nitty gritty, I'm in the mud with my hard hat. Ain't got a rap for the world much, I'm too sanctified, you can have that. Separated myself happily, gotta raise up my family. Gotta pray for Keisha and Wee Wee, Big Keith and Kenny. Got to do that, Satan can't have my family. I'm down with my squad and my father, my heartbeat. Ain't no stopping us now. When a train move, you can't hold, we and we gone.
War, thanks, don't bring it. Center city talking, I'm tired, I mean it. You can talk about me, you can point your fingers. I'm like a bee and the word's my singer. Covered in the blood and his arms my shield. Welcome to the wars on the biblical field. We're just a real Christ gives the promotion. The world is a mind trap.
Boom, explosion.
Ready for war, we suited and booted. Soldiers on the front line, Christ recruited. I'm on fire like those Ferguson buildings. Temperature rising like the Powerball millions. Saints gon' love me and these sinners gon' hate me. The world's like a jigsaw, man, they crazy. Smoking the pounds and got the nerve to thank God, man. Or standing in the pulpit, dressed like Robin. Spitting your nonsense, mixed with negative content. Your boy's not judging, just dissecting your conscience. Now I'm enrolling, this is a class discussion. My God's fed up, time for mass destruction. If you want war, saints don't bring it. Center city talking, I'm tired, I mean it. You can talk about me, you can point your fingers. I'm like a bee and the word's my singer. Covered in the blood and his arms my shield. Welcome to the wars on the biblical field. We're just a real Christ, gives the promotion. The world is a mind trap.
Boom, you hear that? Hey, people really out here dying. So why they feeding people all that violence and that lying? Showing up at kids' schools, speaking, trying to motivate them. But all they music do is tear them down and degrade them. Mention murder all the time, killing brothers with your round. How dare you step outside and protest for Mike Brown? I'ma call you Darren Wilson, I ain't dissing, homie, listen. But these kids, they pay attention to your lyrics, so you tripping. Why you sipping and you smoking? People wanna do the same. They keep that cycle of addiction deeply rooted in their brain. I'm saying, man, these streets need a change. So tell me what you gon' do. Continue doing the same or let Christ Jesus lead you.
If you want war, saints don't bring it. Center city talking, I'm tired, I mean it. You can talk about me, you can point your fingers. I'm like a bee and the word's my singer. Covered in the blood and his arms my shield. Welcome to the wars on the biblical field. We're just a real Christ, gives the promotion. The world is a mind trap.
Boom, explosion.